That's, well, that's true. I've got one and I hardly ever use it. I used it a little at first, but then I stopped.
That's right. So you get the people that use it die or move on for something. Mm-hmm. So they tell me you can get some bargains.
Probably it's mostly, as you say, just junk, but they sell at those things. How about a building for storing wood?
That's Woodhouse.
Okay.
We don't have those anymore, though. Well, I guess now people are buying these wood-burning things, and I imagine they're storing wood. A lot of them have a thing going through the wall. You put it outside, and you reach in there and get it, so you won't have to get out in freezing weather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard of that.
I've seen several of them.
Do you call anything a shed?
Yeah.
What would a shed be?
Shed would be a sloping thing out in the yard, up away from the house.
Mm-hmm. All right. You said you called the outdoor facility privy. Do you know any other words for that?
Yeah, I call it a chick sails.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
I got one of those little books, by the way. It's cute. It can be. I found it in a bookstore up in Ohio. Mm-hmm. Paid him a dime for it.
Oh.
Chick sails.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, well, there's...
In Westfield, I've been put on the committee as chairman of the chick sales. They want about chick sales around these old houses they put out. I've got one.
Mm.
So they put me on a committee to find some. I haven't found one.
There are probably not very many of them around.
No, they were built poorly and they rotted down.
Yeah.
And I think they could build them. I could build them.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I've got some sketches there and I can build them. Knock them down, take them down, and erect them. Just put the four sides and the roof on it.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have any, and it's very typical of 1850, so mm-hmm. they only have them.
Well, let's see, too.
Part of the scenery.
The thing that you pound nails with is a...
Hammer.
All right, you would say, I took the hammer and I did what to the nail?
Drove it.
Okay, and you would say, it's not in far enough, it's got to be further. Using another form of drove, it's got to be...
Well, I don't know what I call it.
Using the same word. It's got to be...
Driven.
Okay, and I will do what to the nail?
Hammer it.
Using the same, another form of the same word.
Oh. I'll drive it.
Okay, I told you we were going to get some grammar in here, you see, we have to do that. And I've got a grammatical section coming up, so I thought I'd warn you about it. Okay, if I had troubles and I was telling you about them and you were tired of hearing me, you might say, well, I blank my troubles too.
I have my troubles.
All right. And if
you could tell him you're bored to death and shut up, but I don't think you'd do that tactfully.
Yes, then if there were a noise, you might ask me, did you?
Yeah.
And I would say, yes, I
heard it.
And I have
heard it.
Mm-hmm. If I asked you if you knew a person and you were familiar with his name but you didn't actually know him, you'd say, no, I don't know him, but I have blank off him. Or
I've heard of him.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if a friend came into town and another friend said, have you seen him yet? And you had not, you would say, no, I
haven't seen him.
And the question was, has your brother seen him? And he had not. You would say, no, he
hadn't seen him either.
Right. And of something you, some action that you perform every day, if someone asked if you did that frequently, you would say, yes, I
do it every day.
Mm-hmm. And does your brother do this? Yes, he
does it also.
Mm-hmm. And if, on the other hand, he did not do it, you would say, no, he...
He doesn't ever do it.
Okay, good. And if I ask you about something and you were not positive about it, you would say, I'm not quite...
I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. If you had been... let me skip that one because that'll turn up otherwise. Some of these things, it's too hard to get the exact phrase, and it's... And they're things that'll turn up in conversation anyway. So there's no point in beating them to death. This building you would call your what?
I call it our... She's got another name for it, but it's called... I call it our...